This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So Yaakov was so afraid that perhaps Yitzchak would feel him and realize that it's not Esav and that it's Yaakov, and that Yitzchak would give him a curse. So his mother, Yaakov's mother Rivka, tells him, "What are you worried about? V'atayim alo imai, alai kilalascha b'ni, the curse will be on me." Targum Onkelos says, "Alai v'atayim b'nevua, d'lo yesen lutaya alach." It was told to me in prophecy that the curse will not be upon you. The Vilna Gaon uncovers an amazing remez. Says the Vilna Gaon, "You have nothing to worry about. I know, Baruch HaKodesh, I know b'nevua, that all the tzaras that are destined to come upon you are only alai." Alai. Alai stands for Esav, Lavan, Yosef. That's all you got to worry about. Alai. Esav, Lavan, Yosef. But you don't have to worry about Yitzchak. Yitzchak is not on that list. You don't have to worry about any other tzara. You don't have to worry about what will happen from your father. Therefore, Rivka says, alai kilascha b'ni, this is not one of your three main concerns. Possibly, you could say, Yaakov knew the alai, but maybe he thought the yud could also stand for Yitzchak. But Rivka says, no, alai, that's not what it stands for. After many years, when Yosef had been lost, and the brothers wanted to take Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, what does Yaakov bewail and bemoan? He cries out, alai hayu kulana, I don't understand, he says. I already experienced alai, like my mother said. Alai kilalascha b'ni. I experienced tzaras from Esav. I experienced tzaras from Lavan. I experienced tzaras from Yosef. But why do you want to take away Binyamin? Binyamin's not on the list. This is not one of the things that I need to endure. So Yaakov remembered this prophecy for many years and used it to explain, enough is enough. Binyamin is not one of the things that I need to suffer from. This is the amazing discovery of the Vilna Gaon. Wishing everyone a terrific day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.